Whether you have pain in your back or joints, surgery may not be the answer. Instead of the dangers involved in cutting out tissue, consider healing and rejuvenating the area with stem cells, platelet-rich plasma, or prolotherapy. The treatments that are available to professional athletes are now available for you. Watch the videos at jointrehab.com or call the Darrow Wellness Institute at 800-300-9300. 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300.
Welcome back to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow and Dr. Thomas Grove. We are taking your calls at 866-870-5752. And please check out the website at www.jointrehab.com. That's jointrehab.com. And the doctors are speaking with Marilyn in Moorpark.
Thank you, Nita Valens. Yes, this is Dr. Mark Darrow. We have Thomas Grove with us also.
Hi, Thomas Grove.
And what I want to do before we get to Marilyn is open up the floor for other callers also. So the phone number to talk to us live, like Marilyn is, and Marilyn's in Moorpark. We actually have people calling from all over the country occasionally, and you're welcome to also. The phone number to the studio right now, direct, you can talk to the handsome football player, Dr. Thomas Grove, and myself, the old guy, Dr. Mark Darrow. at 866-870-5752. You know, it's so funny. I always tell Dr. Grove, the rule is having fun. And if we're not having fun, we don't want to do it. We have so much fun doing this work, injecting platelets and stem cells and talking to new people every day. And I think a lot of the healing that takes place is because we're both fungi. You know what fungi are? So the number to the studio right now, and we are going to send you a free copy of our book called Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy. Regenerate, don't operate. Regenerate means to grow back the tissue and heal it instead of cutting out tissue. We find that too many people get cut, and then they're in worse shape later. Tissue can be taken out, and then whatever area it is destabilizes over time. And especially with joint replacements, you get people that come in with hip replacements and they come in for back pain afterwards. Why? Because one leg is longer than the other. There's all kinds of things that happen that I don't find very palatable from surgery. Both Dr. Grove and I love doing surgery. We did tons of it in our training, tons. And I was actually so crazy about doing surgery while I was in medical school. I would call, actually it was when I was in pre-med, I would call every surgeon in town, every orthopedic surgeon, begging to go into surgery with them. So I was in with a lot of surgeries. I did a lot of rotations in orthopedic surgery, and I loved it. And until I had one on my shoulder, and it screwed me up. I loved it till I had one. It was fun giving, but not receiving. And at that point, my life shifted to doing regenerative medicine back in the day with prolotherapy, and today more advanced PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and stem cell therapy. And anybody who wants to call in, we'd love to hear you, 866-870-5752. If you want to call the office, you can talk to my staff at 800-300-9300. And if you want to watch videos of these procedures, go to the website, www.jointrehab.com, jointrehab.com. Tons of videos of Dr. Grove and I, and you can see all the different procedures that we do. And you're going to love Dr. Grove. People love me, but I think they love you more now. Anyway, Marilyn, you have your left knee is bothering you. You said it's the inter part, which we call the medial or middle part, and the other side of it's called the lateral part. So it's medial and lateral. And and how long has that bothered you for?
Just for a couple of years now.
Okay. What did your doctor tell you about it?
When I stand, I find myself kind of edging out on the outer edge of my foot sometimes, you know.
Yes, just to protect the knee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So what did your doctor tell you about your knee?
That I just need to give it more support and just in general, you know, don't overwork it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a different point of view. We'd rather you fix it and then do as much as you want.
Okay.
Exactly. So when you talk about things like support on the knee, I mean, you could be having a ligament issue, which are the natural supportive structures of the knee. And the way that we can determine that is in person with a hands-on physical exam. And then with an ultrasound, we can actually see that tissue and see if that's something that we can go after, right? So just covering things up with a brace or other supportive structures kind of replaces your body's natural ability to do that, right? It can actually weaken those structures. Mm-hmm. So that's something to consider.
Yeah, it can actually, over time, worse than a Band-Aid, because then you start to rely on it, and then you're not taking care of the problem, which over time, typically things get worse. You know, just as we age, things typically wear down. We're made out of collagen. It's the structural protein of the body. It's in our bones, our muscles, our tendons. It's in our eyes, our blood. It's in our hair. It's everything. And the type 2 collagen around the knee, you know, just basically dries out as we get older. And we can rejuvenate that. We can actually regrow the cartilage, which is amazing. Wow. I know if I talk to orthopedic surgeons about this, and I have a lot of friends who are, we want to kill each other, because I tell them they're hurting people and they tell me I'm not doing anything. But my experience, and I've, you know, we've treated, you know, 10,000 people or more, probably 80% of people get better. Okay. So I don't
That's
really
fantastic.
Care. Yeah. I don't really care what the orthopedic surgeons say. I love them, because they do the hardest work in medicine. I never put them down. It's just, I think they ought to stick to doing things that have to be done rather than things that don't need to be done that could be done with platelets and stem cells. So the area where, you know, the middle part of the knee has a couple of really cool structures. One is the medial meniscus. And by the way, Marilyn, did you have an MRI done of your knee?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. Did you have an X-ray done?
Yes.
Okay. And did the doctor say he saw anything on the X-ray, like some arthritis?
Yeah, getting toward arthritic, status.
Okay. So here's something real cool. X-rays can't show you what the ultrasound shows you that we use in the office. X-rays show bones, pretty much. They're not good on soft tissue. And the ultrasound that Dr. Grove and I use can show minuscule little things. So we can tell you in 1 second, when you come in, Dr. Grove examines you, he's going to touch the area first, find out where the pain is being generated from, not look at an MRI, because the MRIs are wrong. You can have something on an MRI that does not cause pain. Huh. All right?
So frequently you will. Again, normal aging means some of the structures aren't going to look the same as when you were, you know, 18 years old. If you're a radiologist, you have to point out every little thing that might, could be not 100% normal. So very frequently we see things that don't correlate with what your actual pain is.
I'd say it's almost every single patient who comes in with a diagnosis.
Yeah, I mean 99%.
The diagnosis is just wrong. And we had one, which I loved this one because it's so blatant. A young man came in with pain around his knees, and he thought it was what do you think it was? It was post-COVID, or it was COVID shots or something?
Yeah, some kind of inflammatory process after an illness, yeah.
And so me and Dr. Grove examined him, and we found an issue actually in the knee itself. He was pointing around the knee, above it, in the quadriceps tendon, the patellar tendon. And he said that's where most of his pain was. And he had MRI. Did he have more than one MRI? I think he did.
Oh, yeah. And he MRI'd like the entire legs.
Right. And that's right. He did. And MRIs showed nothing at all. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Oh, great.
Dr. Grove put an ultrasound probe on. He said, you've got meniscal tears on both knees, medial and lateral. And we pressed on the areas, and that was the areas that were radiating pain to these other areas. And he said, well, that's impossible. Yeah, it was like a bingo eureka moment for everybody, and especially for him, because, I mean, we see this every day. We're used to this.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, are you kidding me? That's what the problem is? And, you know, we can't say that's what the problem is, but it's where the pain is being generated from. And so that ultrasound that we use as a camera, you might say, to look inside is amazing. It's the first thing we do. We touch the body when a patient comes in. We move them around, do a good examination, and then we instantly put the ultrasound on to see what's really going on. The cool thing about the ultrasound, as Dr. Grove was just saying, is it's not static. It's not like an X-ray where you just take a picture. You can move the body. You can move the joints and see with the ultrasound what's changing inside. A lot of times we will see tears in the rotator cuff that the MRI misses, you know, by moving it, and the tear can open up. A lot of times also, while we're injecting with an ultrasound, we'll put solution into an area where there's pain, and that area will blow open like a balloon, showing a giant tear that the MRI totally missed. X-ray has no chance of seeing it at all. And the other thing about MRIs, and I'm not putting them down, I mean, they serve a purpose, but they shouldn't be something, in my humble opinion, that a surgeon operates based on, because they're wrong most of the time, in my humble opinion. They miss everything. And then they show things that aren't there. They're overly sensitive. So you can have, as an example, what looks like an ACL rupture. That's the anterior cruciate ligament in the knee. It looks like a rupture. The patient is ready to have a surgery to graft some tendon, let's say, from the middle part of the patellar tendon or from the hamstring muscle or from a cadaver and take out the old tendon, put in the new ACL, which they never needed to do because it wasn't ripped to begin with. And oftentimes during surgery, we would find, you know, we'd go in for to repair an ACL and find out it was intact. The MRI was wrong. So we see a lot of crazy things. And
that is crazy.
Dr. Grove and I, at the end of the day, we always get together, go over some patient things, and we are befuddled by the bad medicine that we see being practiced. And I'm not saying we're the greatest doctors in the world. I'm not putting us above anybody else.
Well, close to it.
But we're different.
It's one of those things you don't know what you don't know. I mean, if your whole medical culture is based off of looking at, you know, a read from a radiologist to determine should I operate or not, and you're not putting a hand on a patient, you're not doing a physical exam, you're not actually looking at the tissue, to us, a lot of these patients are falling through the cracks. You're doing unnecessary surgeries that result in, at best, no resolution of the pain, but at worst, you make the pain worse, or you don't wake up from the operating room from anesthesia or infection, all kinds of risks from surgery.
By the way, when Dr. Grove says, and you don't wake up from anesthesia, that's real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
You go to permanent sleep. Yeah, it's happened. I've seen it right in front of me. There was a woman... we're operating in Denver during my internship, and I was the guy that held the clamps and all that. I did a little bit of cutting. You know, we used Bovie knife, which I loved. It was a heat tool that would at the same time that burned through the tissue and opened it up, it would cauterize the tissue to stop the bleeding. It's a very cool kind of device. Cool in our male terms. Yeah, athletes love surgery. We love doing surgery. It's just the way it is. It's a guy thing. And but at any rate, you know, during the surgery, there was a female getting a hip replacement. She just died on the table. And I've seen it more than once. And I've seen people have heart attacks from the anesthesia. You know, stuff happens. You get invasive in medicine, and you know, things can happen a lot worse than just doing simple injections like we do, really simple injections. You have to know the anatomy, and using an ultrasound can guide the needle. So it's very, very conservative. Can you hurt somebody? Theoretically, yes. I've been fortunate in my career, and Dr. Groh's been fortunate, and we get lots of training. I mean, the continuing education that I do is all about needle guidance with ultrasound on cadavers. That's what I do. That's, you know, I do that a few times a year to keep my training up to learn more anatomy. Dr. Grove does the same. And that's where it's at. If you're not injecting under ultrasound, and cadaver is the best way to learn because they don't complain. Neither. You're not even laughing.
I'm right here. I'm giggling. You just didn't hear me.
Good, good. Doing cadaver courses is very, very important because you get to see everything. And if you're learning and you make a mistake, you're not hurting anybody. And then when you get to...
That's a really good point. So the cadaver work that you're referring to, so a lot of the chiropractors or physician's assistants, these other healthcare professionals that are doing these injections don't have that training with cadavers. And I can just tell you, I didn't really, really get good with this stuff until I was doing, 20, 30 cadaver courses. Because you have to know what that needle feels like going through some of these structures under ultrasound guidance. To really maintain the safety of what you're doing for the patient. Like Doc talked about, surgery has a lot of bad outcomes, but with what we do with ultrasound, you can certainly hurt people if you don't know what you're doing with that needle, right? So the training is incredibly important, and that's an investment you have to make in time and money to maintain safety and really make it comfortable for the patient as well. A lot of patients don't even really realize I'm doing the injections because I'm not hitting structures I shouldn't be hitting.
Another important nerves, a take home. Oh, nerves? You don't want to go near a nerve. That's for sure. Yeah. Take-home point for all the listeners, a bullet point is don't get injections by doctors that don't use ultrasounds because they're going to be missing the area. You can't do blind injections unless you're really well trained in palpation skills, which most doctors are not. And even so, Dr. Grove does palpate and use the ultrasound at the same time to get to the exact spot where the pain is being generated from. So, Marilyn, we didn't mean to talk over you here because Dr. Grove and I are blabbermouths.
no, but...
Is there anything else that you...
the same guidance, needle guidance for giving cortisone shots?
Oh my God! Don't even talk about it. Don't get us crazy. You don't want to put cortisone anywhere. Here's what I want you to do, Marilyn. I want you right after you're done talking to us, go to your computer, and put in two terms: cartilage and cortisone. Those two terms, and you're going to find out that cortisone kills tissue.
Oh God!
It certainly kills cartilage. It softens it up. And this is all the studies are replete with this. My book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate, has studies about that in it. And we're going to send you a free copy. We're going to pay the postage and everything because you're so sweet and you called in and talked to us and gave us something to talk about.
You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much.
we like each other. We have a great time. we really have an amazing time together. We're on the same page.
You're a life-saving team. Thank you so much.
Anything else about your knee that you want to know about?
No, that's about it. I mean, I just want to do the best practice.
Well, the best practice in medicine is always the most conservative practice. And that means if you can help it, don't go see a doctor.
Yeah.
Right? If you can do something naturally yourself, there's a lot of cures that you'll find on the internet. For things. I've heard of people taking, supplements who get better. There's natural anti-inflammatories that can help people feel better. There's diets, there's anti-inflammatory diets. There's hormones that can make people feel better. We do in the office, we do, different hormone replacement therapies that make people feel great. As an example, when women lose their estrogen, they don't sleep well. And then they have pain from that. If you don't sleep, you're going to have pain. So typically when we put them back on their natural hormones and bring the levels back up to normal, a lot of the pain in the body can go away. They start sleeping better. Sexuality can be helped with the hormones we give. As women age, there's vaginal dryness, and having sex is very painful. So that can be remedied. For men, there's erection dysfunction, where they can't have sex, and we can help that with hormones. We also do something called the pee shot, which is an injection right into the penis, and you can use platelets and stem cells with that, which actually can help with erection dysfunction. And for men who are feeling weird about size. It helps increase size. And there's actual penis pumps that can help exercise the penis that's not being exercised. And, you know, it's kind of weird. The penis is just like, it's not necessarily muscle, but it's the same idea. If it's not being used, it's going to just shrink down and lose its efficacy. So there's a lot that can be done for that also. And then we also in the office do the vampire facelift, which is non-surgical. It's a way of injecting platelets or stem cells into the face and regrowing the collagen in the face and making people look young. It's amazing. And then we do some hair restoration also. If you have some hair left on your head but it's thinning, then we just inject it with a teeny needle. We numb it up first with numbing cream, and then we inject around the scalp and regenerate the hair follicles, and we can regrow hair that way. So there's a lot that regenerative medicine is doing. More and more regenerative medicine is being done today for different things. They're actually growing organs. I actually saw at a conference half of a face, the jaw, being regrown. It was cut out from a cancer. And they put in a plate to use as a scaffold and injected stem cells around it, and the bone grew back. So wow. Regenerative medicine is the future. Stem cells are the future. And there's probably more research being done on stem cells and regenerative medicine now than any other type of medicine. And we're fascinated by it. We do it all day long. We're probably the busiest clinic on the planet, and we love it. It's just a lot of fun to see people heal. We get people come in after, what we typically do is we'll do a treatment the day that people come in if they want to, and then they come back in 2 weeks to check them out. At that two-week point, they may want to re-inject, or they may be fine. And we just see, you know, I don't want to say it's a miracle, because it's not. It's just simple math. Inject the area with cells that regenerate and stimulate the body to heal itself. And in my older book on prolotherapy, there's actual photomicrographs of the tissue growing. We call it granulation tissue. Sorry, folks, the show is over. Thank you, Dr. Grove. Thank you, Nita Valens, who's also a doctor in psychology. And thank you, Suzette and Alex and the team. Give us a call at the office at 800-300-9300. You can talk to my staff if you call in. And go to the website to watch videos, jointrehab.com. You can email us there.
You've been listening to Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. And now that you've heard Dr. Darrow, call his office at 800-300-9300 and speak to one of his Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center experts for free, and ask for a copy of his book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy. Schedule an appointment by calling 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Or go online to jointrehab.com. Again, the website is jointrehab.com. Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow is heard Saturdays at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. here on AM 870, The Answer. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Call to schedule an appointment at 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Live long and pain-free. And thanks for joining us today.